Hi, I'm Dita Etassi. I am creative lead for Accenture Song Middle East, and this is Untalented by Canva and Unknown.
Okay, I want to talk about the UAE market in particular.
Okay.
Like, what do you think is the unique edge of that market right now?
Yeah. So it's more the Middle, we call it the Middle East market. So we're looking at Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the UAE. So we look across all three of them. And the unique edge there is that I think it's just the pace of innovation, right? Because the, like I was saying before, the ambition is so high and the pace that innovation moves at is really, really quick. So that opens the door for big ideas. And we have the funding to be able to kind of move forward with those big ideas. We have the backing, if you will. So that's the edge that we have.
So to follow up on that, like how does it compare to, cause you, how long did you work in the US for?
I worked in the US for about 8 years.
So how does it compare in terms of creativity or ideas?
Yeah, I think it's a bit different because I sometimes you feel like in the UAE or specifically in Saudi, we run a lot of buzzwords, right? And then we struggle to try to find like some substance behind it. Whereas in the US, it's a bit more advanced of a market. So it's past the kind of buzzwords phase, you know? It's less experiential and more production, and where in the Middle East right now, because it's kind of so up and coming, if you will, it's more experiential, if that makes sense. It feels more like startup vibes.
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what makes it so exciting for so many people.
Yeah, the US is really a mature market, so it operates a little bit differently in that regard. Yeah.
Okay, we're on to our closing questions now, Dita, which is sad because I'm really loving this.
Yeah, me too.
Tell me what's your life slogan.
Okay, this is going to sound bad, but I'm going to explain it. It's actually do less. Okay, so that I literally have a sticky note on my computer that says do less. And what that reminds me is don't try to do everything all at once. Like I hate this idea of like, you should multitask. No, you shouldn't multitask actually. You should focus and you should have two or three things that you really focus on at a time and go for that, you know? So I'm trying to, you know, tell myself, don't try to be everywhere and do everything all at once. You can't. Ask for help when you need it. Focus on what truly makes you happy and go with that.
I love that. Yeah. Rather than stop starting and start.
It's do less. Like you can't be everywhere, and if you do try to be everywhere, you can't do it well.
Totally.
That's what I found out.
Okay, and then the final most fun question. What's the weirdest question or thing you've ever asked ChatGPT?
ChatGPT?
Yeah.
So, I'm a little late on the ChatGPT thing. Like, for the longest time, I'm still Googling. Like, it takes, you know, I've changed my mind. So everyone was like, you gotta jump on it. So I've been using it now in my day-to-day work, and it helps a lot, you know? It's like, I know I can write content, but it's quicker if I have the idea and it kind of helps you. So it's helping me out a lot. So I haven't really, but I did ask it recently. Now I'm starting to integrate it in more of my personal life. I'm like, how do I get rid of the under eye circles under my eye? How can I wake up looking more fresh? And it, because it talks to you like around, it's like, hey, Dita, like, how's your badass day going? You know, and
so supportive.
So I find myself being like, thank you, I love you, you know, like,
so good.
Thanks a lot, and I feel like I'm talking to one of my best friends,
you know? Turned into a best friend.
It was so weird. Yeah, it gets you, and it talks to you like you're talking to a buddy, and it's so quick at responding. So
soon we're going to be sitting with our best friends and say, you're not like ChatGPT.
Exactly, and it's so nice to you. It's like, have a kick ass, go out there and kick ass.
I know, I was like, feeling quite ill a couple of weeks ago, and I was asking ChatGPT how to feel better and stuff, and every morning I was checking in, and it was like, remember to let me know how your lunch goes and how you sleep tonight.
It's so confusing. You have to remember that it's not actually a person. Like, you're talking to a robot.
Oh, so good.
Yeah,
okay,
and
that's it.